We're holding over here in the Siva Solam, in the Siva Pass, and we're holding by the piece of Goyen Gittin. Amrev Chista. La'olam ayatel adam eme yisera beso, shei pilegesh begivu hito le'abayla eme yisera, v'pilu kamav avas Mishrael. The story of Pelegesh begivu, it was somebody who was married to a Pelegesh, and she ran away from home. He went back to take her. He stayed a few days. He then found a place in Binyamin to host them. In the middle of the night, people came and they wanted to attack him. The Bailam gave him the Pelegesh instead, and they tortured her all night long and so on, and she was dead in the morning. And then there was a whole battle where everybody fought Shevet Binyamin and so on. It was a terrible tragedy. It was Klal Yisrael, sort of in a mini civil war. There was almost the loss of Shevet Binyamin. So Gemara says that it was caused by Eimo Yisera, the fact that her husband had been upset with her about something relatively minor, or he was upset more than he should have been, that caused the whole chain of events. So the Gemara says, "Amar Yudam Rav, Kol Amatul Eimi Yisera Tov Beisoy Soifu Bo Lede Gimla Averis Gila Rais Shvias Nami Chol Shabbos." So he says, "Amar Rav, Huna Had Amir Rabban and Gimel Dvorim Tzachorim Tzach Beisoy Rav Shabbos and Chashecha." The three things a person is supposed to say in the evening in his house Friday night before the Shkia. He's supposed to say, "Isartem, did you take Maisa from everything? Eiravtem, had you put down the Eruvei Tchumin or Eruvei Chatzeres as needed? Hadliku Asaner, light the candles." So being that Friday everything is kind of in a big rush and everything is hustle bustle, we're very afraid that people are going to say these things with with some sort of it's a little bit kapeda in their voice, and therefore he's supposed to say it b'nichusa, keheicha dekavla mine, so that people will, they will accept it, and so on. Amar Ravashi, anolo shmir lehod Rabbi Aruchana v'kiamti misvar. I didn't hear this as a memory for Rabbi Aruchana, but I was mekayim it myself. Okay, so the Gemara, so you see from the Gemara, arelecha ha'onesh ha'gadol. You see that what the Eimei Yisera caused, that it how bad Eimei Yisera is. Now, you see what came out of it. There was Gil Arayis, the fact that they were Mizanah with the Pelegesh, and Shvichas Domim, and Chil Hashem, or some say Chil Shabbos, I think, is a Gersay that he brings. But at any rate, these three things came out of it. Now, if these things came out of it, then it means that the Avera is a big Avera. There are two Esberim. I want to explain this on two levels. First of all, there's a general klal that Kadosh Baruch Hu is megalgal chayiv al yedei chayivim, that if Kadosh Baruch Hu brings about difficult events through bad things. So if such a terrible maisa happened through Eimei Yisera, then it's a sign that Eimei Yisera is a very bad avera. That's a simple way of looking at it. I think there's a little bit of a deeper knage over here, and that is let's take an example. Let's take an understanding of what is how it works. A person reacts to Eimei Yisera in a way that he's scared of it. And the person takes the Eimei Yisera, the kas that the person has created, it hurts, it's painful, and therefore he tries to avoid it. Now, if a person is supposed to, if a person has the right amount of Eima, so let's say I want a child of mine not to go into the street. So I want to warn him in a way that is the appropriate amount of warning needed to keep away from the street. If I'm angry and upset, I tell people, you know, did you miser everything for Shabbos? Did you put the Erev down? Light the candle. Now, if I put in too much Ema into it, then I cause the other person to be Mechal Shabbos, even when it's so when I tell a person, did you put up the Kugel for Shabbos or not? And if I put enough, if I make that enough uncomfortable and distressful, then instead of reinforcing Shabbos, what it's going to do is cause him to be Mechal Shabbos. Because in the choice of doing the Aveira or hearing or getting slammed from somebody, I will Chalil v'chas choose the Aveira. So the Eim Yisrael causes all these things because it creates an option that's much worse than the Aveira itself. It tells me, well, the Aveira, you got to deal with God. You know, God's okay. Not so mean, but if you don't do it, you're gonna have to deal with this guy. This guy is a pretty your father, your landlord, your husband, and he's a really mean guy. So it's going to push you to doing aveiros, because in the desire to avoid the pain of the Eim Yisrael, you're gonna do that. That is the pshat over here. I want to add another point in explaining what this Eim Yisrael is. The spoken before about when is it appropriate to get angry, why, when, and so on is it appropriate to get angry. So the Rambam does say you're supposed to act like you're bekas in certain instances. The pshat that is, whenever I say something, there are. The message is conveyed we'll call it stereo. It's conveyed by the words I've used and what I've said. It's also conveyed by the tone of the voice that I put to it. So if I'm sitting, if a child of mine is touching some, whatever it is, is taking something, and I say, oh, no, don't do it. So the child, it picks up that there is, the words are don't do it, but the tone of the voice is, sort of couldn't care less. If I inject anger and I say don't do it, it is wrong and don't you dare do it, I'm conveying a message with the level of the tone and the firmness of the voice, etc., that really, really gives the meaning to the statement that should be given. So that's the second level. It's giving over the appropriate teichen, the appropriate message. It's making the appropriate message out of the words. So that those are appropriate uses of kas. Kas is the communication to the other person by means of emotional devices, a look on the face, a raised voice, and so on, to give a sense of that something is wrong. If this Eim Yisrael means I've injected a level of Eima, a level of kas that is highly inappropriate, so I'm making the not putting up cholent to be worse than Chol Shabbos, because the message for it is a terrible, you forgot to put up the cholent, oh my gosh, that is terrible, horrendous, so on and so forth, and it's going to communicate, it's giving over a message. So a person that that is Matal Eim Yisrael, what he's doing is actually conveying a sheker, and that's why it leads. But by making out the not putting up cholent to be the worst that I could do, then the message might be putting up the cholent on Shabbos is only second worst of it. Now he says the fact is also that Megillah writes Shvetzlam Chel Hashem, which is the Geirus of the Rach, who has Shinu b'chol Adam. It's a Shinu in the entire person. This belongs to the world of Chachma, like I said, how it is that Kaas affects the entirety of the person. So Arayas is something which is the it's a Yitzhar of the Guf. That's obvious. V'amegala erva hu shinu el gufoy. Shvichas domim hu shinu el hanefesh. Ki ahoyrek nefesh hu choyte benafshe. So Shvichas domim deals with the realm of nefesh. Like we've explained many times, nefesh in the morale means that it's something that is, let's call it, the emotional component of a person, the so things such as ambition and greed and things of that nature. Has to do with seichel. So this is the Maral's, always when the Maral is Magdir, the different Chelkei Adam, the Guf, the Nefesh, and Seichel are the three Chelkei Adam. So the effect that it has is on the entirety of the person. So the moral says that there's something special about the Emi Yisera in the fact that it can affect all the three Averis. Let's understand a little bit the point of this. There's sort of a shaila here, there's sort of a hidden shaila. A purse in most Averis, most wrongdoings, are centered at some particular place in a person's nefesh. Something could be taiva, something could be chemda, which is what he calls nefesh, something could be tos sichlius. So those are things that will cause, so anytime a person messes up in one area, the averis are going to be pronounced in that area. That's normal, that's natural. Maral, when he speaks about which avera was it that, which avera, which eights was the eights that Adam HaRishon ate from, and the Gemara has three or four different shitas. Maral explains that the shaila is certainly the original chet had in itself all the elements of chet, and that's pashut. But the question was which was the trigger and which followed along. So each one of those trees, he says, is a different type of chet. And the question was, which nekuda did you push, and everything followed along. But you would expect something to be pronounced one way over the other. In Emi Yisera, you seem to find here a random, all three things coming out of Emi Yisera without any special, dogish on this or the other one, the way you would expect it. And the reason why it is like that is because since the Emi Yisera, let's discuss a minute the difference between Av and Yira. Yira is something which is the presentation of the other. Ava is what I like, what I want. Yira is when I paint to you the picture of the other, of the what is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I start with Yira. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yira is the sense of reverence, or which is the perception of Him, Kaviyachol, and to that, I'm Mishtokek, to come close to, and so on. So Yira is that Nikuda of deharing the Emes as He is. The when we do Eime Yisera, we twist the Yira into a very different shape. Instead of saying you should be scared of the Aveira, instead I say be scared of my screaming. Were my screaming to be in correct proportion to the Aveira, then I wouldn't be painting a false picture. I would say this is bad for this reason, and my reaction would be appropriate to it. When a person does Eime Yisera, I'm twisting it, and really because I, there's really something else going on. It's not the Kvod Shemayim I'm interested in. So let's give an example. If it's my chalent that I'm going to be missing, and because my wife forgot to put up chalent, so the level of intensity with which I scream or yell or whatever is not a reflection of how strong and severe the inyan of Oneg Shabbos should be. Rather, it's a reflection of my personal discomfort. And b'meila, I distort the picture, and once the picture is distorted, everything goes with it. Because I've touched here, not that I have more taiva than I ought to have, or more chemda than I ought to have, or a different understanding I ought to have. I'm not touching any one of those particulars. What I'm doing is instead, I'm repainting the entire picture in a way that is wrong. And therefore, all this will be caused. The Rambam, I just want to point out, the Rambam also says, when he speaks about the Nesoita, that a person is supposed to be Mekan of the Ishtoi, and it's right and it's appropriate that if he feels what she's doing is improper, then she should say something about it. But the Rambam says he shouldn't do it in a joking way, he shouldn't do it in a demeaning way, he shouldn't do it in an over-angry way, because any one of those messages is going to be wrong. B'derech klal, just as a general rule, so we'll sit and we'll worry about this and say to ourselves the following. It's very, very tough to be to really figure out exactly how much anger am I supposed to express. And since it's so tough, so b'meila, I'm going to, how can a person ever work it out? I mean, who's got the scale to set the right level of Eime Yisera? The answer is that if the person is doing it because it really what he's concerned with is the objectively the thing itself, he will usually hit it right, or close enough. But if he does it out of his own issues, he will do wrong. Let's give an example. If I see a kid dart out into the street, someone else's kid dart out in the street, and cars are coming. I don't know if screaming is the right thing to do, but one reaction would be to scream. And you would scream kind of in a loud voice, and a terrified voice, but a certain matter-of-fact voice, you would say, come back immediately, and so on. Let's imagine it's your kid doing it. There would be a lot of overtones of frustration, of you idiot, how many times do we have to do this? I'm sick and tired of it, and so on. Because there's two things happening. First of all, it's dangerous for the child to run the street. Secondly, it's embarrassing, it makes me look like a bad parent. It's frustrating because I've done it 100 times and somehow it keeps coming back again and again, and so on. those are all things that point at the Emi Yisera. It's coming from some place, not an accurate description of the dangers of the street, but rather a description of how frustrated I am. So the real problem of Emi Yisera is when it's coming from a different place. And what I'm painting is not the color of the thing itself, but the color of my frustration, my anger, and so on. My brother, Nachum Rovitz, told me once that Reb Chaim Yisachar was the Mashgiach in Beis HaTalmud. He was considered one of the big, big Talmidim of Reb Yochum. He was also a very big Pikeach, a big Chacham. He ran Beis HaTalmud Yeshiva for many years. And Reb Chaim Yisachar, Reb Yochum made him into the Gabbai Yeshiva. Now, the Gabbai in the Yeshiva, first of all, it was a yeshiva full of very, very big people, Hashra people. Also, people in Europe were very sensitive to their honor. It was something that, it's a sensitivity that we don't even have so much that we don't understand. But in Europe, that was very, very important. And he was frightened out of his wits. And he told Rabbi Yochum, I mean, it's stepping the lion's den. How can I do it? And Rabbi Yochum told him, listen, if what you do is because you honestly believe this to be the right thing to do, then even if you did wrong, people will be forbearing. But if you do it because of some cheshbon of your own, that you sort of, you know, there's something in it for you, he said, even if you do the right thing, people will still have kindness to you. And it's this, because the nekud of Yisera over here means it's more than is warranted because it's coming from another angle in the person. We're not talking about you misjudged how important or not important it is, but rather the anger is coming from a very different place. In a certain sense, let's go back to the Maharal's definition over here. Let's give an example. If you take a device, in the good old days, the American devices that were on 110, if you plug them, very few devices were dual voltage, 110, 220 compatible. The vast majority was either or, and you have to use a big clunky transformer. Now, occasionally you forgot and you put in something straight in, and after a fairly short amount of time, it usually would start smoking, and that was the end of the shaver or whatever it is that gets stuck in. If you plug in your activities into a different input. In other words, the input for my reaction to Pliny's Meissen should be educational as regards to the Meissen. So it should be plugged into that power supply, the power supply of answering to the person. If I'm plugging it into the power supply marked personal frustrations, there's a voltage there, and that's beyond the capacity of the person to handle it, or it's not the right match, so everything goes. Because since the shorish of it all is not appropriate, then it's able to tune everything. So the answer to the question, how is it possible that one avera causes all these three things? The answer is because this avera is really, really addressing it's the input of the very shoresh. What is it that I'm expressing? And since the what is it I'm expressing is a hybrid and it's wrong, therefore you get this effect. Okay, we have one more piece. Perikam no shoshana. Haminim vapikarsim shakarim torah shakarotikas amesim v'shaparshu midakei tzibur v'shenosnu chitosom v'aratzachayim v'cholu. These are all people that don't have chagom haba, they're considered minim vapikarsim and so on. So he says, Omer Vishenosov, he doesn't go Eretz, Omer of Christo, Zu Zepanis Hamatl Eme Yisrael at Sibur Shalashem Shemai. If somebody's Matl Eme Yisrael Shalashem Shemai, then we know Marav Kopanish Matl Eme Yisrael at Sibur Shalashem Shemai, in a row of Ben Tam Chochum, Shenem Lachin Yeru Anoshim, the Yer Kochach Vele. So there's a new type of Ra, which is called Matl Emiser Ala Tzibo Shalol Shem Shemayim. Now, the Shalol Shem Shemayim part over here is exactly what we've been explaining it. There's sometimes when I ask myself, what is the tone of the voice that's appropriate to use when I am telling the kid not to cross into the street or to do his or her homework or whatever it is? So one point we said is the anger has to fit the event. It can't be coming from, the anger is not meant to express my personal issues at this point. It's meant to express it's meant to express the real chumrah of the event. Now, when I'm trying to express the real chumrah of the event, the kas shavoy, I am not meant to do that in order. So I'm meant to do that in a way that the person hearing me takes it as it ought to be taken. In other words, let's say I tell somebody that, if I see somebody smoking cigarettes, and I tell them, you should know that scientifically it's been shown that, X percent of people smoking have a correlation of heart disease and cancer and this and that and so on and so forth. And you can see the studies at the journals of Lung magazine, and that's it. That's correct, but it doesn't really have a great effect on most people. I need to brush up the picture and say, do you know what it's like, the horrors of dying of cancer or dying young and leaving a widow and orphans, etc., etc., etc. I need to really, really play it up. And the reason is not because I'm exaggerating, it's because when you hear it with the exaggeration, then you'll understand it the way it's supposed to be understood. So that's an Emi Yisrael L'Shem Shemayim. In effect, I am giving the right flavor to the words that I'm saying vis-a-vis, when I take into account the purpose of those words. So a person being mochiach at tzibur in a little bit more of a strong way than is warranted, precisely because he knows how much is lost on the ears of the listener, that's called a shem shemayim. That's not a problem. But if a person does it not for that reason, he does it, for instance, because he enjoys the power play and so on and so forth, that's called Shalosh Shem Shemayim. Vehine, haparnes hamat la'im Yisrael atzibur, u'kechol haminim va'por shemidak atzibur. So he says something extraordinary. The shorish of what's wrong over here is the porish midak atzibur. That's what's wrong over here. That was the headline. And the reason is because chayim nitzchim is something that's the nachla of Klal Yisrael. It's not a din and tzaddikim. It's Amar Yisrael kolim Yosha Aretz. Amar kol tzaddikim Yosha Aretz. The Klal Yisrael as an entirety has a Shem tzaddik and a Shem bnei olam haba. And therefore he says, Haparnis hamatl emi Yisrael tzibur v'chol aminu parshan tzibur. That parnis is a parshan tzibur.
Now,
ובשבילת ציבור, לניקוז הפרישו מן הציבור. אבל שלא לשם שמיים, ראש יהיה נחשב כמו מין ופרשנה כציבור שהיא פרשנה הציבור. So, someone who is who's doing it l'shem tzibur, so his hanhaga of the tzibur connects to the tzibur. I am speaking in a way that is done for the tzibur's sake, and b'meila I am part of the tzibur. Being the manig of the tzibur is in a certain way the most central part of being a tzibur, because I am, you know, I'm being down the tzibur, I'm leading the tzibur. But if I'm matl emi yaseira, then it's the other way around. I haven't snapped into the tzibur, I'm using the tzibur for myself. Vivare says kashoiz l'shem shemayim shurat tzibur likas l'prish tzibur. When he's doing it for l'shem shemayim, that means he's doing it for the tzibur's sake. That's not prish tzibur. Avos shelo l'shem shemayim, rosh yenechshak v'imin u'prish tzibur shei prish tzibur. So this puts him into the same category as Prashna Tzibur. Ukvai in a Prashna Tzibur says, what is the problem of Prashna Tzibur? Shai Prisham in Hashem Yisburach, Hu Yisburach Nikar Ke Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells among Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is of the Klau, and that's why Lefigur HaShenechshav Prashna Tzibur Shu Prashna Shem Tzibur Shu Prashna Shem. The Shechid is always shared within Klai Yisrael, and anyone who's Persian from the Tzibur is a Persian of Klai Yisrael, and by definition Hashem is Persian. So why dafke ben tamid chacham? Pirish ki divre chacham benachas yishomu v'doz baran l'malo ki chol yin aseichu benachas u'mesuda ben yoytze min aseidek mashar kri chashim v'odom shem po'al v'kar shalem ki ein in yasechli kach rak shu mesuda. So he says, the sichli is someone that is mesuder be'etzer. Now let's talk about this point for a second. The when we speak about having a child who's a talmid chacham, so we the klal is always you can do many things that are very much in line with your inner nature, and things that are not so much in line, things that you are you're doing it because it has to be done, you would like to do it, you're doing it half-heartedly, many, many descriptions of doing something which is not you, but you're doing it. A son, a child, is someone who be'etzem is mesiyachis to the very core of your person, and so on. So things that if talents that I was born with that are me be'etzem are passed on to my children and my children exhibit it. Things that I have to learn to develop or that I learned bechlau, those are things that are not necessarily passed on to my children. So for instance, if I am a star pianist because I've been taught to play piano and practice a lot, that has zero effect on my children. Let's say I was born with very average piano abilities and I only developed it later on and so on, and my kids will probably have average abilities. But if I am a pianist, just with my neshama, at the age of 5 I was standing and playing piano, and this is, you know, this is what I live for, and this is what I do, and so on and so forth, then those things will pass on to my children. So a chacham, chachma, he says, is all about seder. In other words, that things be appropriate. If you think about it a second, midas hakas, and this is a point that's important to bear in mind, and this is why the Maral keeps stressing this point of Yitzman Aseid and so on. What frustrates me is the structure around me. The traffic is blocks my way in the morning, so instead of 20 minutes, it takes me an hour. And my boss has his way of doing things and the way he wants things done, and I can't do things the way they could be much more effective. And I can't, at home, go back and just sit in front of the TV because I need to take care of this, and this has to be done, that has to be done, that, and so on and so forth. So a person's constraints around him are really, the Seder Ha'olam is by definition a constraining element. It fits me into a certain structure. Structures are constraining by definition. When a person gets angry, even smashing rocks at things, he insults authority, he breaks something, he dafka doesn't do something, all of those are elements of kind of breaking Seder. He wants e-Seder. A person who acts out of anger always acts irrationally, but because it's by definition. He's not acting, Seichel is not being mani the person. And the person is not an ish sichli. So even if he's a brilliant, if he's a giant, but if he doesn't function with a certain even keeledness, then he's not a bal seichel, and that's an imbetzim. Seichel, in a sense, in the person himself, seichel is the force that's manik. V'hu manik benachas. Seichel, by definition, reason is, pardon the pun, reasonable. It's methodical, it's thought out, it accepts critique, it doesn't get excited. So the being manic the city and being manic oneself is one and the same. So whatever is right about yourself in Pnimius is right about a tzibur. So if the person himself if the shulton of seichel is not in him, then his child won't be like that. So if his mohus, someone who's manik the tzibur with emi yaseira, is a baal kas, and just like he's not manik the tzibur, just like he who is the manik is the seichel of the tzibur, the das of the tzibur, and he's not manik them with seichel. So b'meila, he himself in his own mitzias, his seichel is not the manik of his guf and nefesh and so on, and therefore you can't have a bentam chacham, because that's not the core of the person. The core of the person is something else. Bechlal, someone who is in order ben chacham, the person's mitzias needs to be chachma. That's where being noyed for emi yaseira is something which is mafkia the seirat verb. So in the first pieces, the Maral explained how seder. It, how kas distorts the person himself, and that's why it says if he has chachma, it's chachma, he loses chachma, and so on. And over here is explaining how it impacts the other, because it creates, when I give somebody musar to chacha or complaint, I'm actually acting as his das at that particular junction. I am in effect saying, listen, this is the way you should do, and this is what you should be doing. When a manig deals with the tzibur, the manig is the das, and the tzibur is meant to follow along in maisa. When there is that, when there's a dissonance, and the person's kochas and nefesh of an haga not being manig, and instead something else being manig, then it's true across the board. Then this person is not a chacham. A chacham means someone whose core and essence is chachma, and the hallmark of that is that there is no emi yaseira.